Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the Greg Hill Morning Show with your host, Greg Hill. Streaming live from WEEI.com and the Radio.com app. And now, it's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Like I said before, what doesn't sit well with me is when you say false statements. If you don't know the facts, if you're not informed, this is America, Ken. You can say whatever you want. You can say whatever you want. But Cody Bellinger's job is to look for information, get informed, know the facts for sure. Before he stands in front of cameras to talk about other players, you should get informed. You should be informed before you talk about other players. If you don't know the facts, then you gotta shut the
Oh, that is a very angry Carlos Correa yesterday. Hour two, Mutt, Wiggy, and Fitzy in for the crew. Like, I don't know what he was going for. And that was addressing Ken Rosenthal, not Ken Laird, I think. I don't know what he was.
Sound like he was defending them and saying that they weren't cheating, right? Because he's like, if you don't know what you're talking about.
But he sounds very, I think we all know they were cheating, right? So you don't think they were cheating?
No, I believe they were.
So Correa is trying to make it seem like it was no big deal. And that players criticizing them, and we'll get to Cody Bellinger here in a second, is unfair to the Astros. And that it's because they get shots taken at them all weekend long by Bellinger, by Yu Darvish, you talked about. Chris Sale kind of responded yesterday in Florida. We'll play that later on in the hour. And they're getting buried to the point where Manfred had to come out yesterday and say, you can't throw at these guys next year. This is going to be awesome. There's going to be a carryover effect in the regular season.
So what is he really saying? He's like, it sounds like he's saying, all right, everybody out there, stop being hypocrites. You know we all do this, right?
I think he's trying to say that at some level. But he sounded very angry about it to the point where...
Well, because players are talking.
But they haven't apologized at all, really, Wiggy. And I think that was Fitzy's point last hour was like, it's one thing to say everyone's cheating. We agree. Mm-hmm. Baseball had a huge problem with this, and Manfred did a terrible job in doling out punishment and didn't get the players punished. Like, we did a million mistakes. But to not be apologetic for it all and say, as the owner said Friday, because you cheated. Because you cheated and it affected the game.
It would show guilt, right?
But they are guilty.
But in his eyes, it seems like this Correa dude, in his eyes, it seems like, well, this is part of the game. This is what we all do. You know, some do it a little bit. You know, we hit on trash cans. Some use Apple Watches. Some use this. Some use that. But let's not make it sound like, you know, you're the high and mighty because you weren't banging on trash cans, but you were still cheating.
Well, I guess the Dodgers saying we weren't, they would argue they didn't cheat. They got cheated by the Astros out of the World Series.
Excuse me. And if there were evidence that were to come out to show that the Dodgers cheated to a certain degree, or at least something as brazen as what the Astros did, that's the thing that's bothering people the most, Wiggy, I think, is the fact that it was just so, I mean, what an elaborate system, like funneling footage from a center field camera into the monitors, into the dugout, relaying the information, making a noise that's audible for the other team and the viewing public to hear. That's, I mean, it's impressive, but it's also outrageous.
But he probably looks at it, goes, he's probably looking at Manfred, and I would be the same way if I was on the Astros. Like, I would be looking at it, well, you need to investigate everybody else because we're not the only team. It almost seems like that, yeah, we were doing something wrong and we got caught, but everybody's doing it, and you need to now look over there.
So that's not the dumbest thing Correa said. This is all. We've all made excuses to our wives or girlfriends or a job or whatever. Why am I late today? I had a flat tire where you put, like, fake grease on your hands. Like, I had to change my tire on the way in. So we've all done that. This is all time. This is Carlos Correa explaining why. We've all seen this by now. So Jose Altuve hits the big home run to send them to a World Series. At home plate, he says, don't touch my shirt, don't touch my shirt. Then goes into the locker room, changes his shirt, takes his jersey off, puts a new shirt on, then comes back out to celebrate and talk with the media. So that's what happened. That's what they're alluding to. And there's a video where it looks like there's some sort of buzzer on Altuve's shoulder. Here is Carlos Correa explaining to Ken Rosenthal in The World yesterday why Altuve did not want his shirt ripped off that night.
2019, nobody wore buzzers. That's a lie. The reason Jose Altuve didn't want to get his shirt ripped off, I'm going to tell you. Earlier in the year, he hit a walk-off at Minute Maid Park. I ripped off his shirt with Tony Kemp. There is pictures of that. There is videos of that. You can go look at it. I ripped off his shirt. His wife told my wife, why is Carlos ripping Altuve's shirt? Like, I don't like that. It's because he got an unfinished tattoo on his collarbone right here that honestly looked terrible. It was a bad tattoo. And he didn't want nobody to see it. He didn't want to show it at all.
His wife said not to take his shirt off, and he had an unfinished
bad tattoo.
A bad collarbone tat that he didn't want to be seen.
So he had like the casino vibrator on his chest, like, you know, somebody's hitting
right.
it.
That makes it look worse for Altuve than it did before Correa spoke.
I know.
Bad tattoo?
Let me ask this question.
I now believe the buzzer thing is real. And when Manfred was asked about it yesterday, Manfred, when he was asked about this, Ken, go ahead.
Now, can I tell you, I'm 100% sure about that. You're never 100% sure in any of these things, but that was my best judgment.
Are you going to check Altuve for a tattoo?
You know, that one hasn't occurred to me yet. That one has not occurred to me yet.
So Manfred was asking, he 100% say there were no buzzers used. So, he's like, I can't do it.
So let me ask Ken, because Ken seems like the baseball guy. I know you're pretty knowledgeable on the whole baseball thing.
Oh, thanks, Wiggs. Thanks.
Do you truly believe that the Astros were the only team that was cheating? Forget about the system that they employed. But do you truly believe in baseball that the Astros are the only team out there that was doing something nefarious to try to cheat and steal signs?
No, of course not. I mean, the Red Sox right now are in the crosshairs too. But to the extent in which they did it,
but I don't. Regardless of the extent,
that, how no, can you say
no, no, no. You, these aren't all things aren't created equal here when it comes to cheating, Wiggy. This is a different standard. Like in the NFL, like there was Spygate, and then the Patriots got punished for. And then there was, getting in trouble for pumping crowd noise in. Those two different things.
But we as Patriots fans would sit here and go, wait a second. You are coming down on us for Deflategate, and I would use Deflategate. But yet, we were saying, well, what about the Falcons with the noise?
Sure.
Or what about the San Diego Chargers when they were warming up the balls? Or was the Cleveland Browns with walkie talk? Whatever it was. It shouldn't matter the severity of the action or the process that you were using to cheat, right?
Of course it should. There's different levels of it.
But that's like either like you got a speeding ticket, you committed murder. Hey, either way, it's a crime. I mean, like
I think it's like more of a speeding. Well, you were doing 85 and you were doing 75. You both were speeding. You were more excessive speeding. I wouldn't say you're murdering speeding.
Right. 75 and a 60 is like, it's okay. But if you're doing 100, that's pretty bad.
But at the end of the day, you're still speeding, right?
If we're playing lawyer, yes.
Right.
And there's a degree of
speed. You're speeding at a level that no one else is speeding at. To use your analogy, you're going like a million miles an hour banging those trash cans.
But I think what you're looking at is I'm going from the player's perspective, like a guy like Correa.
Well, they're embarrassed. They're embarrassed.
And his thing is, okay, if we're going to – it's like, you know, hey, listen, if we're going down on this – you need to look at this guy over here. They're pointing fingers as quick as they can point them. They're snitching. They're saying, we're not the only ones that were cheating. Yeah, we might have been hitting on trash cans, but you need to start looking at every other team, Manfred. And he's not doing that. I think that's why you might have some of this, like this discourse between, you know, Astro players and other players.
Well, they're going after the Astros because it was so blatant. And because the apologies were so bad. Altuve had a 39-second statement. Bregman had a 43-second statement where he said, we're looking forward to 2020. They never really apologized. And then the owner said, in the same press conference, we don't think the cheating really helped us.
Yeah, we had
lots
of talent.
The numbers clearly show it did.
Best team, we won the World Series. It's almost like he pulled a polite, more gentlemanly version of Alex Cora saying, we scored 16 runs in Yankee Stadium, so suck on it. All they had to do, it's as simple as this. If you're right, if we're right, maybe more teams were cheating and they know it and they're trying to drag more people under the bus. Or maybe they weren't. If you're the Astros, it's as simple as this. Apologize, shut up, go play baseball. That's it. They did the worst possible thing they could do last week. hemming and hawing, stammering, offering these hollow, straw man, empty garbage apologies when they should have just been completely contrite, and they just take it on the team and they just move on and give baseball a chance to reset itself. Instead, they take no blame, and now here we are still carrying on, and now they'll have to launch a further investigation. Or the commissioner said we may have to make them apologize a second time. That's pathetic. It's so pathetic. So
what's, no one trusts what any investigation. That's the other issue.
Okay, so what's going to happen when the Red Sox investigation comes out?
It's dragged on forever. They had to go back and re-interview people, according to the commissioner, people around baseball. Wiggy, I thought we had this done by now. I think they're so embarrassed by the way the Astros thing happened. Mm-hmm. They're crossing every T and dotting every I.
Well, they're trying to hope that the Astros just become the fall guy and everybody says, let's keep all our attention on the Astros.
They're going to try to swipe it under the rug.
Ken, what was the tweet that we read Friday on the show? John Heyman said, like, it should be coming soon, but did Heyman...
He said less egregious or something of that nature. Right. That's what Heyman said last week.
But right. The baseball insider, Wiggy, said there's a very good chance.
Yeah, but see, I don't buy it.
What does that mean now? I mean, you guys trust him? I think baseball is going to whitewash whatever the Red Sox did. We're not going to know the full extent.
They're just going to have one. You say they're going to have one villain and that's it? I mean, at this point,
I think
now,
they're happy making Cora and Beltran the fall guys.
But when you
lift, and Hinch and Lou now, I guess.
But listen, when you go find, you're not just going to find a single mouse in the house. There's not just a termite. Like, at this point now, we've lifted up the rock. We started digging. Either get it all out or don't do anything.
See, and that's why I'm not, right, and I'm not going to be hypocritical because I know as a Pats fan, when you're dealing with a cheating scandal and you're the only team that's being, that all the attention's being focused on you as an organization, I think that's wrong when you could start to say, oh, wait a second. You're going to come and you're going to look at, and you're going to start checking me on what's going on in my crib. What about this person over here that I know is doing this, or this person that's doing that, or this person? You want to turn a blind eye to
that. Does that make it right, though?
No, but it's not about right and wrong. It's about don't turn the blind eye to the other organizations just because you feel like, well, what they were doing was more egregious. That's where I think baseball's missing this whole thing. If the Dodgers were doing it, the Red Sox, the Yankees, the Pirates, where if you were cheating, regardless of the severity on how you were cheating, it seems like baseball is turning a blind eye to them other organizations from the sound of what some of these Astros players are saying because they're the only ones that the baseball is focusing on.
Well, Chris Bryant ripped the Astros yesterday. Bellinger went after him as well. And then Chris Sale responded down to Fort Myers. We'll play some of that sound coming up at 617-779-7937. His baseball had a bad, bad weekend. We'll get to it and more of it after a trending with Ken Laird.
Drive home with OMF, weekday afternoons 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Now, you guys just spent 15 minutes talking baseball, so the conspiracy theory is here. Manfred is a genius. This is doing more for the game than has been done in years.
Yeah, it is.
And Carrabba's thinks that, too.
And the first person to say it here was Dale Arnold. Dale said, is this good for the game?
Well, Dale's wrong. Just like the Gronk thing, Dale's wrong.
It's good for the game until April 1st, because when they actually stop playing games, no one's going to talk.
See, this is what happens.
You know who Cody Bellinger is. I mean, you didn't.
I still don't know who Cody Bellinger is.
So the people that are talking baseball now, Ken and Dale and Nick, Wiggy's right. So March 29th, the Red Sox open. People tune in and they go, oh, wait, still no pitch clock? Oh, the game still slow as molasses?
No.
Okay, done. Goodbye.
Twins, Red Sox, 3 hours, 47 minutes.
Bye. And see you later.
And you know what fans are going to say?
Zero help.
I wonder how they're cheating now.
But the Beanball Wars, that's the next level.
Oh, I want it so bad. Maybe that would actually add a little extra juice. We bring in Vince McMahon. Should be the next commissioner of Major League Baseball. That would make it
interesting. Adam Silver, should he save the All-Star game? He should save Major League Baseball.
So now, if Astros players get plunked, should pitchers be suspended? And if so, will get more punishment than any Astros player has for this scandal, which is unbelievable.
That's actually a good point.
The commissioner says, you hit an Astro now, you'll get more than Altuve, Correa, Bregman. That's embarrassing.
Combined.
Another embarrassing.
The game. You know, the highest rated Super Bowl was after Deflategate, so Manfred's just taking a little page out of the Goodell playbook.
Yeah, okay, we'll see how
was it really?
Okay, Dale.
49
I think it
was the highest.
The Seattle one was huge, right?
Hell of a game. How'd that one end again? Oh, that's right. Malcolm Butler.
Asterisk on that one, too.
Why didn't he play in the Super Bowl a couple years later? We don't yet? No.
Hey, Curtis, let's ask Gronk.
Full squad ready to report for the Sox. They are almost all hands on deck, including the new number 99, Alex Verdugo. How about the brashness of that young man taking Manny's number?
I would like to offer this. Peripheral involvement will become the new more probable than not of New England. Not the best look yesterday.
not the best look. John Henry and the owners will speak today at the picnic table. They did say in a new story to the Globe, Mutt, that the team had other avenues for getting under the CBT. They are adamant they were not hell-bent on trading Mookie this
offseason. Lying, and hopefully they do a better job than they did with Silverman. Because, I mean, honestly, John Henry said it. He said it on an accident. But he said it at that terrible press conference. I've known for a year we've got to get another number. This is why they traded Mookie Betts and David Price. Just be honest with it. And they're so afraid of the backlash, they can't do it. They're going to speak at 11 o'clock today. And my guess is if John Henry's there, he will find a way to make it worse. It'll get worse.
Bruins beat the Rangers 3-1. That's 8 out of 9 for the Bees. They have a Western Canada trip next. Edmonton Wednesday, followed by Calgary and Vancouver. A couple of Celtics in the All-Star game last night, which was a rousing success per all accounts. 157-155 in some new bizarre format, where you had to score 23, no, it was Kobe Bryant's number plus the third quarter final. I was totally confused.
Yeah, the winning team was down 9 going into the fourth quarter. They had to outscore the other team by 33 points, and they did that. And the guys, they took charges, they called travels, they cared about it. They made it worth watching, which is more than you can say for every other All-Star game.
Kemba Walker, 23, he lost, though. Tatum on the winning side, he had 6 points. For Team Giannis. No, Team LeBron beat Team Giannis last night. And Daytona 500 postponed until today due to rain, but Trump was all over that. Boy, did he win some voters
yesterday.
That's
my president right there. It's front and center.
Was he down in Daytona?
He had the armored limousine.
Armored limo that did he was the pace car. And
the place went bananas for him.
They love him down there.
Yeah, and I honestly, you see him do that and you wonder, I wonder how that guy plays to his base. I wonder how that guy got elected. See him at Daytona and seen.
Very smart. What if I stick around today? Just hang out. Rain delay.
Daytona.
I want to see who wins. Does Stenhouse get it done? Who's going to win?
Stick around. America.
Fitzy, Wiggy, and Mutt. It's the Greg Hill Show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Rock and roll was being born. Marijuana.
This is another topic on which we're trying to be proactive. I met with half the managers, the Florida contingent, before I came out here to speak to you guys. I'll meet with the other half in Arizona. I hope that I made it extremely clear to them that retaliation in-game by throwing at a batter intentionally will not be tolerated, whether it's Houston or anybody else. It's dangerous, and it is not helpful to the current situation.
That's your guy, Rob Manfred, the worst commissioner in sports, trying to lay the foundation to not have the Astros get thrown at every single game. I don't think it's going to help. I think they're still going to throw at them because these guys are pissed. They're pissed that the Astros cheated, and they're pissed they haven't apologized really.
And that says a lot. Gary Bettman, pretty sure, Ken, not the most beloved commissioner in sports, let alone of your National Hockey League. Last I checked, Wiggy, Roger Goodell, not too popular.
No.
Manfred's the worst. Manfred by far is the worst because he will not move your game. Ken, I fought this for a while with you. He won't move the game forward.
Three-pitcher minimum just took effect.
Baseballs, that's going to say like 8 seconds off the game. Congratulations. Right. Pitch clock? When's the pitch clock going to affect?
When
are they going to shorten the season? When are they going to tighten
things up?
Properly, yes, now we got more playoff games.
So Ken is just carrying Jackie Bradley Jr.'s water, saying that leave the game alone. Baseball's fine.
Yeah, just go after the make sure you what would JBJ say? Promote the talent of baseball. Who cares how long the games are? Okay, JBJ. We have Chris Sale yesterday responding to this. He does not speak a lot. When he speaks, he's pretty good. This was Sale on the whole Houston thing yesterday down in Florida.
Yeah, I think the game polices itself sometimes, and it'll be interesting to see how this plays out because, I think you're going to see some stuff happen this year, and I don't know if you know, it's right, wrong, or indifferent. You know, guys are certainly welcome to handle things however they want. Different people handle different things differently. And in this scenario, I don't think there's any right or wrong way. Just, you know, guys are going to do what they feel necessary. I think some people feel more cheated than others. And rightfully so. You know, I mean, I think people have the right to feel however they want to feel. Just their actions are going to be different, and however that plays out, it plays out. But, you know, for me, I got a job to do, and that's playing baseball for this team and trying to bring back another trophy.
That's Sale saying guys are going to get thrown at.
Yep.
But what did he mean by, like, you know, cheating, like some guys cheated than others? I mean, because I
said some guys are more upset than others. So if you played against the Astros in 17,
aren't you under
pissed.
Investigation for cheating yourself, Chris Sale, your team?
His team is mired in an investigation. So, yeah, so he's not going to – he's the Red Sox are right now in no position to go full Darvish or to go Bellinger or
Bryant. No, but you're throwing shade right there. It sounded to me you're throwing a little bit shade on – and I think that's what Correa is saying, is that, like, you got guys, like, you know, that are throwing shade – We're doing similar things. Maybe they weren't banging on trash cans. Okay, I will agree with that. But if you're banging on trash cans or you're using an Apple Watch or whatever the process that you were using, it's still at the end of the day, you are still cheating.
But the Red Sox, they shouldn't be saying anything. You're right. Because I think it's going to come out, no matter what comes out of the investigation, using the quotes, I think they're going to try to make the Red Sox look good. I think they cheated in 2018. But you don't understand how the teams they played against, who now know what the Astros were doing, don't feel more cheated than, say, other teams did? Like, whether the Dodgers who lost to the Astros
I don't know, but weren't there Carlos Beltran was with the Yankees. And Alex Cora made it sound like they were doing something over there on that, what was that, that four-game stretch when they were playing in London?
Well, they played two games in London. Yeah. They scored a million runs against them.
Right.
Cora referenced it afterwards.
And Beltran basically lost his job managing with the Mets after that video from somebody down at the old sister station. The Fan went around where Alex Cora laughed and said that Carlos Beltran was the most important hire made by the Yankees.
Right, then so you don't think the Yankees were doing it?
Oh, definitely.
Okay, so, I mean, what are you mad at if you're a Yankee?
To a degree, they could have been, yes. And that, have you heard any Yankees speak out yet?
Yes, they have. I mean, it was Aaron Boone spoke out. Aaron Boone, when he went after Crane, because Jim Crane said, again, this goes back to the apology, Wiggy. People, they're most upset because the Astros have showed no contrition, at least I think. They have been brazen about it and saying what you're saying. Everyone's cheating. So Crane says, we don't think the cheating helped us win a World Series.
Right.
And Aaron Boone fired right back and said, well, how can you possibly say that?
I'm not apologizing. If I'm in baseball and I know it's probably not everybody, I'm not going to say that everybody's doing it, throw that blanket statement out there. But if I'm in the game and I know that this is a lot of guys are doing it, maybe not the Dodgers are doing it to a certain extent, but maybe they're doing something there. And you know about it, right? You guys are all buddies, work out together. You know, I was down in there. I got a few tips from watching the monitor or something like that. And, you know, I was able to get some signals from the bench. I'm not apologizing. I'm like, listen, dude, we're all doing it. Yeah, I came up with the idea to use trash cans. You know what? You didn't think about it. I did. So what? But I'm not apologizing.
Well, you don't think they should apologize?
No.
I mean, this
For
is
what?
Not about the other players. It's about, someone's about the players, but a fan base that wants to feel like the game is on the up and up with you. And if this team is going to walk around like they did nothing wrong
and say, hey, we got away with it, that's a
bad way to approach
it. Here's what I would apologize about. I would say, listen, I want to apologize to all the fans who thought the game was on the up and up. Because we've been dirty and we've been doing a lot of crazy stuff in this game for a long time, you know, a lot of us. And we look for the advantage, and some of us go a little bit further. That's maybe what I want to apologize is that, you know what, this is what we're doing.
There's a Blue Jays pitcher suing the Astros in Major League Baseball because he had an appearance against them. He gave a million runs, out of baseball forever, and when you go back, and Astros Cheating Scandal is a website, amazing website, where they went back and tracked all the times the trash can was banged during a game. The most it was banged against this poor Blue Jays pitcher, had one appearance, he's done. He's suing baseball because they cheated.
Yeah, that's a money grab.
Because his career's
Fitz,
over.
You had the best website. What was that website that you
had? YourTeamCheats.com.
Right. And that was for football, right?
That's your
right.
wifecheats.com?
Your team cheats. That's Ashley Madison.
Okay, sorry.
Yes, the team cheats.
Write that down. Your wife
cheats. Say New England Patriots fan website. Go ahead.
We're not talking about the Mutt Hustle.
But you, Kitsy Co. runs the
Ken
website.
Ken Laird. Well, it's Refinery 29, Curtis. You go F yourself.
It's a Fitzy Thornton production.
But I bet you if you did a one for baseball, or if there was, I bet you could see, just like in football, there are a lot of teams that are bending the rules and doing a lot of different things, and it'd be the same way in baseball. So that's probably how some of these Astros feel about it.
Yes, and that very well could be true, though I say lots of things that deserve to put foot in mouth. I don't know enough to say that, these teams are on the up and up. Like, don't worry about the Oakland A's or the Brewers. They're fine, but the Astros, the Yankees, the Red Sox, shame, walk of shame on them. That said, it is both the degree to which the Astros went and the lack of humility shown in the apology that is angering guys like me who are baseball fans, not baseball savants, but baseball fans. How about this, Wiggs? We all have kids that are in youth sports to a certain degree. Yours are older than mine and Mutt's. Ours are around the same age. I coach Little League. Guess what? A lot of states have now said, like towns, municipalities, states, they're not allowing kids to wear Astros jerseys.
Okay.
Well, that's triggered.
I mean, yeah, that's super.
I'm just saying,
it's
like the towns in Massachusetts used to take Yankees out of their league and say, oh, look at us. We took the Yankees out and replaced it with the Lowell Spinners.
That's so stupid.
And that's
like, I'm just saying, like, this is where people, the degree people are going to.
You should be policing the Little League World Series when you had a whole cheating scandal happen in the Little League World Series, I believe, with
Rhode Island.
My son's going to wear a buzzer this year. I want to make the announcement. My son is going to have a buzzer. I'm going to be sitting there. I'm going to be dug in. I'm going to let him
know. Seven-year-old Thomas, when I coach, he is going to be wired head to toe.
He's going to majors this year. It's kid pitch. Right. No longer coach pitch. He's got to be prepared. Yes.
I'm in the last year of coach pitch. Kid comes up wearing an Astros, I'm beating that little prick.
Here's the buzzer, Cotter. Oh, he's throwing the fastball. What's the next pitch?
One's a fastball. Two's the off-speed corner. I got this kid down pat.
One's a fastball. Two's the fastball a little bit faster.
That's it. Oh, my God.
And three is this guy sucks. Yeah,
that would make
–
most pitches.
Come on. Like, EEI wouldn't love the headlines. Morning show part-time host and website writer get mired in Newton Little League scandal for throwing at kids on the Astros.
It won't even matter if you know the signs because you see your kids playing kid pitch.
They don't throw strikes.
Coach Fitzy's team is like winning by. Coach Fitzy's team is winning by 20 runs a game. What are they doing? Meanwhile, all my kids have tablets. They're wired head to toe.
The pitcher could say, "Hey, Cotter, I'm throwing a fastball right here. Don't worry, it's not going to be nowhere near the plate."
The bat, he's still staring at a butterfly, itching his ass.
I was talking to a dad about it.
Oh God,
this weekend.
It's the worst.
Yeah, actually, yesterday he said these games take forever.
Listen,
they're like watching real baseball.
No. Little League baseball. My kid played it last year for the first year. It is and he was like an eighth grader. They are the because no one.
Great.
And when I say no one. No one can throw a strike nowadays, unless you're playing like AAU baseball,
This is town baseball.
Right,
you're playing town baseball. Get a shirt, get a uniform, picture at the end of the year.
Local dry cleaner or an investment bank in the back.
It's going to look like, have you seen Greg Hill's video of him throwing out the first pitch?
Yes.
Every pitch is going to be 7 feet over the kid's head or 4 feet in the dirt before home plate. No one. And the
No, my son's not wearing a. No, I know my son had a big walk-off hit. He didn't want to take his shirt off because he has a tattoo. He's got a
unfinished tattoo. Unfinished toddler tattoo.
PJ Masks tattoo up there. He does not want anyone to see it right now. Catboy is not for everybody.
He didn't get the Paw Patrol?
He did not. No,
your
not
son
yet.
Could walk up to the pitcher and say, "Hey, what pitch you throwing?" He could tell him, "Won't matter."
Daryl's in Connecticut talking about this. It is Wiggy, Fitzy, and Mutt. And hi, Daryl.
Jesus Christ. You guys take that long to take my phone call? You see what happens when Greg leaves? This is how you act. Wait till he gets back.
Get to your point, Daryl. Just go. Just go.
What's up, buddy?
Son of a...
Hey, listen. As far as the Astros and the Boston Red Sox, all right, they cheated. That's not good for baseball, but they did it. But the thing that I hate is that where does all the other teams come in at? Why does everybody else have to be cheating because they cheated? Now, I'm not saying there's no cheating amongst all those other teams, but they're allegations at this time. They were caught red-handed. So how about leave other teams out of it? the Boston Red Sox, the Astros cheated. Simple as that. And another thing that I would like to make, why don't they just all the baseball teams just forfeit the games playing the Astros and the Red Sox? You know what I mean? I mean, I don't know if that's a good idea, but if they don't play them, the Red Sox don't play and the Astros don't play.
They should fire it. They should throw at these guys. I know they're going to get suspended. Daryl, thanks for waiting on hold. They should absolutely retaliate. That does create a little more interest than normally.
By the way, and if every team in baseball is cheating, then teams like the Orioles and the Diamondbacks have to figure out how to do it better because they stink at cheating.
They just ain't doing it right.
We will come back. Oh, headlines coming up. I got to go. My president, Daytona, yesterday, part of the headlines. Anything else, Ken, you want to get to in headlines?
It's your headlines, Mutt. Mutt runs the news today. Though? No, Mutt's show today.
Wiggy's the news guy. Wiggy
does news.
No, I listen.
You deferred today?
Well, no. Ken came in and said, yeah, not today. So
I was told by the big bosses, two Joes, where Mutt is doing the news today.
Okay, Wiggy, I want you to find it. One story you like. We're going to include one Wiggy story as part of headlines. Is that okay?
I do black headlines. That's
okay, well, find me the best black headline on President's Day, and we'll talk about it next.
Can we please get production for
Joes,
that?
The two Joes want white headlines. I give you black headlines.
Well, we're going to mix it up.
Let's get production for black headlines, please.
On President's Day, I'm including a black headline with Jermaine Wiggins.
Black headline story.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on WEEI. It's time for...
Good morning.
The news.
Good news out of Orlando, Florida. Dale Earnhardt died.
With your host...
I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Danielle Murr.
Cannonball!
Because I am good at three things. Fighting, screwing, and reading the news.
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, formerly the Northeast Men's Clinic.
Worth it!
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Fake news.
Headlines. Sponsored by Northeast Men's Clinic, specializing in men's sexual health. Learn more at Northeast Men's Health. I'm sorry, Northeast Men's Health, of course. NortheastMen'sHealth.com or call 617-793-5000. Of course, Northeast Men's Health now open in Denham next to Legacy Place. Danielle is off for this President's Day 2020. Happy President's Day, Wiggy.
I appreciate it.
Fitzy, happy President's Day.
And to you as well, my captain.
So we'll do some headlines here. I want to start with, speaking of presidents, my president. Donald Trump did this weekend. He has no idea how to rouse his base, as Fitzy said off the air. He doesn't know how to play the game. He showed up at Daytona 500, and he was pumped. He wanted to tell the people he wants to race in a NASCAR race.
It takes great courage. It's the speed. It's really the technology. You look at what's happened just over the last 10 years with the cars. I love to see it. I love to watch it.
Okay, so inquiring minds want to know, as the president, are you allowed to drive your own car?
Well, you know I'm not, but I think I'm going to really, right now, if I can, I'm going to hop into one of these cars, and I'm going to get into this race, if possible.
For the record... He has watched zero laps of NASCAR before this.
Zero.
When he says, I watch it, he is lying. You know, he may eat some of the same foods that the Daytona fans eat when he has all that fast food sent in for the different visits,
the hamburgers.
Which is great. He's not watching a second of NASCAR.
No.
No chance.
No way.
Zero. All of you at the Great American Race, gentlemen, start your engines.
The Great American Race.
I don't know if you pulled it, Ken, but so he it wasn't the pace car. It was like a pace was like an armored limousine.
That's his armored limo, yeah.
Yeah, that
so
was his.
Did the, when he did his lap, did you hear the crowd there? They went out of their freaking minds.
They've never seen anything before. On a day where they thought they could actually show up and get rained out and turned away, they showed up to see the single lap from, what do we call that? There's Marine One, there's Air Force One. What is this? Limo One?
Limo One. We'll do that.
They love that. They had their damn pickups, Confederate flags, and Budweiser.
America!
Natty Light cans everywhere. Just going nuts.
And then Newport's like, Trump!
The 30 packs of Bush Light on their shoulder, boombox over the other, listening to Kid Rock. Everyone looks like Joe Dirt.
Bomb to the bomb, the bang!
This is literally... Hey, you guys coming to Jermaine Wiggins' worst nightmare day?
You betcha, brother.
Hey, is that a big block 442?
What do you got on the hood? What do you got there?
Yeah,
what you got?
Resistance President Trump, and it was an honor to open the Daytona 500. Have a phenomenal day. Have a great race. Be safe. God bless you. We love you.
Was that him talking to the drivers?
That was, yeah.
Oh, nice. See, that's why. He goes to Alabama football games.
That's
goes to NASCAR.
Our President Trump.
Oh, that, and he'll be the next. Playing, Wiggy set off the air. He's the president for the next 4 years.
Yeah, playing the bass like a fiddle.
Hey, he knows what he's doing.
We were talking about off air, like, he's not working on things he's going to say at the debates. He's already working on his re-inauguration speech.
No, he's figured it out.
Talk about Dunsky.
It's all about that. It's all about pulling on the heartstrings. Have we not learned yet?
Ways to do it. The Newport's 30-pack of
Obama. Listen, Obama laid down the blueprint to pulling on hot strings. That's all it is. Trump's just, he's pulling them in a different direction.
Just different strings right
That's
now.
That's all it is.
Meanwhile, last night, NBA All-Star Game, which I'm surprised you didn't watch any of it.
No,
you were not
into
this.
I'm out. That last All-Star Game I watched, I believe, was 88.
That was a long time ago. Dominique, Jordan, Magic.
Back when it was fun.
It was pretty good, but Shaka Khan is getting buried for the anthem last night. Now, I admit I have not heard this yet, but Ken said this
is a big deal
in the NBA world last night. Let me hear how bad the anthem is getting.
Here to perform the Star-Spangled Banner is acclaimed singer, songwriter, and 10-time Grammy winner from Chicago, Shaka Khan.
Oh, say, can you see the dawn's early light? What so proudly we hailed?
Not bad so far,
right?
What's wrong?
At the twilight's last gleaming. Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight.
Okay.
For the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming.
Right.
The bombs bursting in air. Gang proof through the night that our flag was still there.
I had the under, so I lost it.
Yeah.
Whoa, say does that so spangled.
That's because you're used to Demi Lovato. Okay. You go, girl.
Listen to this. What are we doing?
Sing that ish.
It's like a 3-minute anthem.
That's all right. That's all right. She's feeling it.
What is this?
She's catching it, man. Let her catch it.
What?
Let her catch it. Catching the spirit, that's all.
In a home.
All right.
All right, so some creative. Wait, one more round.
She's got
one
more. Ain't done. Hold on.
One more round of applause for Tennille Arts and Shaka Khan.
One more round.
All right, so some creative license there, but what's some? See, what's the pushback been? I got to ask.
The runs. It's the national anthem. Just go sing it.
So people put their own spin on it.
It's in white headlines. If that's black headlines. Oh man, did you hear?
Mine
Shaka
says
Khan?
It was bad. Yours says it was good.
You hear Shaka Khan? She killed it last night. You hear her national anthem?
Where's she been?
Well, Demi Lovato's like in the land of the free. All right, I'm done.
Yes, thank you for being under 2 minutes, Demi.
Thank you for being
10 bucks in my pocket. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for being 45 seconds.
Thank you for being short.
Like, let's be honest, though. Like, it's Whitney Houston and, as far as national anthem performances.
No, Carl Lewis. Whitney Houston, Carl. We have Carl Lewis.
Roseanne Barr.
Okay, right, the greatest anthem of all time.
Yeah, okay. Whitney Houston, Carl Lewis.
When Demi Lovato started, I was like, man, she going to set a record on how fast she gets through it.
Couldn't get through it fast enough. She had crazy money on the FanDuel Sports app.
Hey, you know, it is what it is. I mean, did you hear Aretha Franklin? I mean, she went on for like 15 minutes.
That's Aretha Franklin. That's Aretha Franklin.
Meanwhile, so did you wear masks when you traveled to Florida?
They wore the Greg Hill masks.
Greg forgot them.
Oh, he did?
Jesus.
Oh.
He remembered
that one tattered white T-shirt that made him look like the out-of-work dock worker.
So I'm going to Vegas for the Fury fight this week.
Oh,
that fight is going to
be a great fight, right?
You're lucky.
I know, very lucky.
I want to be on Mud at Night.
Will you come and do the show for a couple nights?
Yes.
Okay, well, they're not going to pay for you to go out there. But I suggested to them that you and I should do shows together in Vegas.
Oh, man, they're not
going
to pay for me now.
That fight is going to be awesome. The first fight was great.
It should be much better than the last Wilder fight.
Yeah.
You had that scrub warm-up fight. But this should be good. The first one in a draw. So I think I'm going to wear the mask, though.
Wilder wears it when he comes out. He wears, like, the little mask.
It's a coronavirus mask?
No, it's just like, you know, I'm shining mask.
Have you actually tried to wear the mask? Because I had to wear one Friday at Urgent Care. And tough, man. It is tough to breathe.
Yeah,
water.
Yeah,
it's very stifling.
Yeah,
you
mean, man. Greg Hill's got no ventilation.
So I can't
system.
Just use the mask you get, like, at a CVS? Like
yes,
the,
you can. Yeah. Yes, you can.
Over-the-ear ones? Those aren't bad.
Well, no, there's no ventilation system in there. So there's no, like, little holes. So you still can breathe, but it's not, like, you know...
Well, I have them at home, like, because when your kids get, like, stomach bug or stomach flu, when you're cleaning, you want to wear that so you don't get it. So I was going
to
use those when I fly.
You're
saying no good?
You're supposed to put it on the people that are sick.
Oh, I thought you wore it.
No, the healthy people are not supposed to wear it.
Oh, you think a 2 and a 6-year-old are going to keep a mask on for the whole day? Like, Dad, I'll gladly participate in this charade.
It's a doctor game.
That's going to be a good fight.
There's a Westford couple that is returning home. There was a cruise ship quarantined with coronavirus.
Japan Harbor.
They left Massachusetts last month on the cruise. Jacqueline Kenevy Bowes and her husband never expected what would happen during a trip. An outbreak of coronavirus that forced the quarantine of thousands to board the ship while docked at a Japanese port. So meanwhile, you're stuck on a cruise ship anyway. Now you're stuck there for sure.
Right.
You can't go anywhere. About 300 Americans, including the Westford couple, were leaving for the United States Sunday, according to the AP, citing the Japanese Defense Ministry. The two planes left the airport in Tokyo for the U.S., the embassy said in a statement posted to their website. So they're coming home, but they were stuck on this cruise ship because there was an outbreak of corona. Yeah. So not only are you potentially getting sick, you were stuck on a cruise ship with really no ventilation.
Yeah, everybody's infected at that point. Everybody's infected.
You're on a boat that can't go anywhere for 2 weeks, and what are they doing? Giving you this, airlifting in or just like rolling in the same supplies? The place stinks.
Can I admit, I feel like we were growing up, there was SARS, right? There was a SARS outbreak that everyone was worried about.
It was that.
It felt like the next version of that.
But there's always been a ton. There's been Ebola. There's been
Ebola.
Bird
forgot
flu.
About
I
Ebola.
Mean, it's tons of them. So
but this is now officially already killed twice as many people as SARS, and it's not stopping anytime
soon. What about
soon.
Ebola?
Well, it didn't kill Ken.
I don't know.
Ken lost 12 pounds. He looks great.
Well, people are going to be going on the coronavirus diet.
Right.
What's that?
People will be going on the coronavirus diet.
Work for Ken,
12 pounds. I need to get on it, man. Hey, listen.
12 pounds, it's Wednesday.
Right. Can you cough on my drink?
All right, there you go. That is headlines. Brought to you by Northeast Men's
Wait a
Health,
second.
Specializing
Where's my
in
black
men's
headlines?
Sexual health. Well, you said you didn't have one.
I did have one.
Okay, you can learn more at northeastmenshealth.com or at 617-793-5000. Open in Denham next to Legacy Place. What is your black headline today?
A little
today,
follow up to the recent viral video of the stripper, Gina Sky. I don't know if she's seen her. She fell 15.
Who hasn't seen this?
Yeah, she fell 15 feet off the stripper pole. Talk about impressive. Hit the ground face first.
She's my MVP.
Broke her jaw. And continue twerking. I mean, that's pretty impressive. I mean, it was more of a frog twerk because she kind of crawled.
like a spasm.
She broke her jaw?
Yes. Broke her jaw. She had to have surgery.
Did you tweet this out, Wiggy? People want to see this.
No, I didn't tweet that out.
Come on, it's family friendly.
Yeah, it is family friendly. Just go
no
on.
Real nudity.
Yeah, you can go. Listen, it's
Where
been
do I find
online.
This? What website?
You can find it on just Google. Stripper fall.
Google Big booty Judy.
Yes. So she had an appearance on the Wendy Williams show. Now, think about this. And she had said that since the incident has forced her to reevaluate what she wants to do in the stripper game, and you know, she's been trying to pray and figure out where she wants to move on with her life. And this fall is what's make her saying, hey, listen, it's time for me to step out of the stripper world. And Wendy Williams is giving her $10,000 to go to beauty school.
Really?
So strippers, if you're out there right now, you want to get off the pole, just fall. Face first and crack your jaw.
Break your jaw. Just take a face.
Go viral.
And there was a bunch of support that she was getting from like GoFundMes. But she's turned down some offers at some other strip clubs because they now she's like the hot thing in the stripper world.
I don't want to coach her career. She should take advantage of this. You're only a very popular viral stripper once in your life. Yeah, so if you want to go to beauty school, that's fine. But for the next couple months,
beauty school,
go into the appearances. Get the poster shut up. The stripper that what's her name again?
Hit all the Shakespeare.
Yes, take advantage of this.
Mutt's Exotic Dancing School. As an exotic dancer coach, that's the content I'm here for.
Well, that's because I took him to the Shakespeare, so he knows.
I'm a veteran. I survived that. Yeah. So the only white guy in there had a vest on, a little preppy shirt. Like, who the hell is this white guy? Why is he in our strip club?
Why is he got a bulletproof vest on?
You did not have a Vineyard Vines vest.
Curtis was there in spirit. Mentally, yes. He was, talk about rattled. That's why to recharge his batteries. He's so scarred.
He's been recharged.
And by the way, like Greg said on Friday, don't get in the car. If Curtis is driving, even a sober Curtis, don't get in the car.
Oh, he's too skinny to drive. He don't have enough. You don't have enough forearm strength to keep his hands on the wheel.
Oh, he'll be back at some point this week. That is Headlines brought to you by Northeast Men's Health. Good job, Wiggy.
You appreciate it.
Excellent job with the black headline. Take that, Joe and Joe. We got a black headline in there. How dare you? We'll come back. We'll get back to Tom Brady, everything else here. Wiggy, Fitzy, and Mutt in for the crew.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.